It's time again for the Furry Musician Spotlight. I'm your host, the Alpha Theist, and we hope you've been well since the last Spotlight, because it's getting awfully heavy in here with our latest volume, for this is Spotlight number 6. Spearheading this week's demonic assault on your auditory nerves is Pascal Farfel's Claw Your Way Out. Oh, hell! Can you think of a sweeter coincidence than that? Well, we have another 8 tracks to fasten ourselves a musical jailbreak from the depths of Hades, so let's get right to it. Our first song is a dark house track called Perthro, recorded by Apuachimal, and goodness, we didn't get even one song in before I started butchering names. What stood out to me here is how the thumpy march is contrasted by the sort of swimming vocal driftiness and the strings. When the strings really start to swell, it always goes just beyond the point where you think they're going to stop and creates this cool tension. And when the beat comes back and the whole thing just sort of disintegrates, the release is really satisfying. It's also not a very satanic song, so I think it's going to help us on our way out of Demon's Domain. Well done. Speaking of not at all satanic, Wires presents us with our second song today, a New Age classical piece called Nocturne 730, which I think is a play on the tech used to make the song. You know those dramatic scenes in movies where everything goes sort of slow motion and the color is desaturated and the protagonist is bathed in this heavenly light? That's what the song feels like to me. It's this kind of like a sweet, momentary respite from the dangers and difficulties out in the world. If you listen closely, you can sort of pick out the different layers. And it's actually really impressive how many different instruments or elements are going on in there, sort of doing their own thing, and yet functioning as like a single cohesive piece of music. Pretty cool. Dynamite Grizzly provides us with our third song, another electronic track, but complemented by some classic drum samples and guitar work by their friend Enny. Titled The First Night, it does really have a nightlife feel to it. Between the electronic stuff and the ethnic drum work and the guitar, it's kind of like a blend of all the different kinds of music you might find playing downtown on any given night, like live bands or something. The song overall has a call and response thing going on between the synth and the samples in the guitar, and even has a guitar solo, which, as we know, automatically makes it even more awesome. Approved. You know what time it is. It's time for Alpha's Imaginary Award. This week, Korth and their song Breaker Intact are the recipients of the What Even medal. While on the surface, it's a perfectly serviceable electronic track, and then about a minute and a half in, we are reminded that it is also experimental, at which point things start chugging, things start to rattle around, speeding up and slowing down inside the tempo, inside the beat, and then the chiptunes really start to pick up and the synth really starts getting big and gets going, and it just stacks and stacks and stacks, but it still has song structure somehow, and then it goes and goes, and it starts to chill, and then it just fades away, and the whole experience makes me feel like I'm sitting like in an underwater laboratory watching stuff bounce around inside copper tubing, and it sounds awesome, and I really like it, and that's all. Next up. Song 4, Furry Paradise by Bromley. Bromley. There's a bro melee. See, I'm hopeless with the names. Anyway, super thumpy trance track in the name of furry glory, and despite its energy, the mix is really nice and soft on the ears. Now, with that in mind, this one caught my attention for an unusual reason. So I used to go to a lot more rock shows back in the day, and this is going someplace, I swear. After running around the mosh pit and headbanging to metal or punk or whatever it was, I would generally exit the venue for some rest and some fresh air. The sound of the mix in the song reminds me of a hard and fast concert in full swing while you're standing out in the street, dripping with sweat, getting ready for the next pit, looking up at the night sky or down the empty road. Back then, moments like that were among the closest it ever got to paradise. So great job on this one. I really love it. Appropriately titled, too, I'd say. Our adventure is almost through this week, folks. Expedition is the name of Song 5 by Day Music, and it truly embodies the name. It's hard to imagine anything other than a new trek through a strange old land teeming with secrets and danger at every turn. It's also a little spooky, which I like a lot. The way the cymbals and percussion bring the beat and the accents to the flute work, along with the bass guitar that just sort of stomps all over it, keeps the track with its sort of grand frontier spirit while also having some energy and a little extra complexity to it. I just want to just throw a duster on and go questing, you know, when I hear this. Song 6. This is it, baby. This is our salvation. The last rung and the ladder out of furry hell. Bill Yodi slapped this jam together, calling it 100 degrees after a particularly painfully hot day out somewhere or wherever they are, and what a mighty session it is. Nice clear melody, deep bass, crazy keyboard, consistent drums, and a ripping guitar solo. Like, the whole song is a guitar solo. But like, it's like a 4-minute guitar solo, and I really can't say much more. This track is just that self-assertive. It's cool, it's hot, it's smooth, it's gritty, plenty of sonic sedition. Right there. Magnificent. Just hit play and let it go. We did it! We escaped! No longer are we subjected to the horrible lairs of the underworld, though we may just be in purgatory until the next spotlight, but at least we have each other. Thanks for tuning in as always, everyone. It's a pleasure and an honor to help bring these tunes to you, and be sure to show the musicians some love if you're so inclined. They deserve every bit of it. They really put everything into the music. Putting the comma on the spotlight is Landmine with their song, Little Buddy. And we'll be on again in 2 weeks as usual. Keep submitting songs, keep checking out the spotlight, and be sure to keep the dust off of you until the next one. This is the Furry Musician Spotlight. I'm the Alpha Theist. You rock responsibly. And fetal, all became futile when guilt did.